Welcome back, everyone. We've got a bit of a surprise, a Solana protocol. We don't often do Solana protocols. Very stoked to be doing one today. Got the two co-founders of Clone Protocol, Ku, Mark. Welcome. It's really cool to have you guys on. It's a long time coming. Met you, Mark, ages ago. It feels like so long ago during the bear market. You guys have had an interesting journey, and that's why we're here today. Welcome, gents. It's good to have you.
Yeah, really appreciate you having us, Jedi. It has been a while, but it's great to finally be able to kind of speak directly toward the Blockmates community and speak with you on more of a public forum to talk about what we're building here. Really, really looking forward to this.
Definitely. Past couple months has definitely been a journey for both Mark and I.
Yeah, and you guys kind of like we're like in this bear market, like all these ideas, and I want to just get into, you know, what it is that you guys are doing. You know, obviously on the fundamentals of the protocol itself, I think it's a brilliant idea. You know, people have spoken and done the idea of synthetics, you know, this like Clone is very different and quite similar in many ways. I don't know how you guys want to go about answering the question. Mark, I don't know if you want to go first, and Ku, you can kind of like fill in on this one, but what exactly is Clone and what is it that you guys are actually doing here?
It's a great question and obviously a perfect place to get started. So Clone, like you mentioned, synthetic assets, and I think although synthetic assets, especially back in 2021, 2022, were a very powerful and popular idea, so it's oftentimes what people assume kind of we're building, like a synthetics copycat, but that's pretty far from the truth. Clone is built to bring new tokens to the Solana ecosystem. We've seen a problem, this both in the bear market and now within Solana, which is basically that although there's tons of thriving meme coin communities, now lately there's been some incredible projects launching tokens. It feels like Solana is a bit, I guess, isolated from the rest of the crypto space, especially the EVM space. And what we want to do is, or what we see in terms of Solana's potential, is a blockchain that has incredibly cheap transaction fees, incredibly fast speeds, just a very, very powerful place for DeFi specifically, and a great place to trade. But there aren't a lot of tokens that you can trade and use within the Solana ecosystem. So what we've done is we've designed an exchange, Clone, and a new asset class, Cloned Assets, that allow us to basically bring both liquidity and utility to non-native tokens like Arbitrum, Optimism, Dogecoin, Sui, to the Solana ecosystem, and basically create a scalable environment for us to onboard the next generation of assets to Solana DeFi.
Right. And we kind of call it the idea of making Solana the first ever universal chain of tokens, right? Not just limiting Solana to the Solana native tokens that we often hear about, but you know, any tokens from any blockchain ecosystems, hopefully one day through Clone and Cloned Assets, users on Clone should be able to, you know, trade it, use it, do all the fun stuff within Solana ecosystem with it. And you know, at the end of the day, let's not use sex, right? Let's put it all on decentralized finance, you know, where everyone can, you know, where it's trustless, where you know, so much opportunities are. So that's really sort of the idea for us.
So is it a case of when you guys bring in the idea of introducing new tokens, what is the kind of like the mechanism that you guys are using in order to do that? I mean, it's not a copy and paste exercise, because at the end of the day, you obviously need liquidity, and we'll get into kind of like the liquidity side of things, because obviously that's the single most important thing beyond just, you know, the idea of introducing new tokens. What is the mechanism that you guys are actually employing here in order to make it a reality of bringing the Arbitrum token to Solana? How does that actually work?
That's a great question. So basically, the short answer is we've invented a brand new liquidity system in order to basically support a scalable, basically liquidity layer for non-native or even bridged assets like Arbitrum. But let's get into kind of the problem that we're looking to solve before we get into kind of how we're solving it. Basically, the problem that we see and the reason that you currently can't trade Arbitrum on Solana or Optimism without going to clone is that, well, bridges like DBridge, Wormhole, they make it possible to bring most tokens to the Solana ecosystem. But that's kind of where their infrastructure stops. Although bridges make it possible to bring tokens to Solana, they don't actually help provide liquidity for those tokens, and they definitely don't help bring utility to those tokens. So you end up having very, very low liquidity for bridged assets. Basically, the only way for a bridged asset to get liquidity is if some individual liquidity provider comes in and bootstraps tens of thousands, if not 100,000 plus dollars of capital, bridges everything over, starts the pool, and then basically hopes and prays that users start to trade on that market. And because that's so expensive and risky, you very, very rarely see that happening. So what Clone is designed to do is basically use our brand new liquidity system to make that process much, much easier and more realistic for LPs to actually partake in. So I won't get too deep into the liquidity mechanism yet, but basically all of the liquidity on Clone is backed by USDC. So you can imagine we have this one big USDC pool backing all of the liquidity for all our cloned assets. And whenever we want to list a new cloned asset, we can very simply just utilize funds from that USDC pool that LPs are contributing to and allocate a part of that capital to our new pool. So we can list new markets for new non-native tokens without having to move any capital at all at any point. So it makes it much easier and more realistic for these markets to exist. And it makes it also much more efficient and scalable for us to bring those new markets to Solana, again, using cloned assets.
Great. I mean, I think that obviously explains everything. Next question, obvious question to ask is, Q, this one's for you. I mean, where are you guys tapping into this liquidity? I mean, what is the plan around that? You know, that's obviously the grease that turns the wheels. And yeah, I'm curious as to how you guys are going to potentially solve that problem.
Yeah, so liquidity is the problem that we're solving, right? So basically, we want to make the process of you're providing liquidity to these non-native assets as cheap, as easy, and as profitable as possible, right? And, you know, money is where the profit is. So basically, I mean, that's the whole purpose of how we've designed this brand new exchange and our liquidity mechanism is to bring those things so that we can attract liquidity. Is there anything you'd like to add, Mark?
Yeah, I want to add that right now we've only been launched on public mainnet for about a month. Bringing liquidity into our exchange has been obviously a high priority for us. We have a points program, which we'll talk more about later, but we've done promotions that give liquidity providers bonuses. And we will be rewarding our LPs more and more as we continue to scale into the future. It's also important to note that Clone, we are also LPs on our own exchange. We're actually the biggest LPs at the moment on Clone. So of course, we're always looking for our users to help us in terms of providing more liquidity, earning more points and rewards. And the more liquidity they provide, the more cloned assets we can list. But also we have internal plans to scale up our own liquidity position so that no matter what, as time goes on, you'll see more and more cloned assets being listed. You'll see much better price impact on your trades. We have plans to both incentivize more users to provide liquidity and to scale up our own position as time goes on.
Right. And we also found that kind of process been necessary because we have, you know, started a brand new exchange with brand new mechanisms. It does take some time to educate our users of what opportunities are there, what risks are there, how to best manage your liquidity positions. So you know that sort of our internal development timeline also gives us some I guess runway to educate the users so that our you know individual user LPs are able to kind of grow into our brand new system.
Great. I mean, we did from the Blockmate side of things, we did write an article, you know, around what, you know, you guys were doing, kind of like on the building blocks of the protocol itself. And you know, there's obviously, I really love what you guys have called the liquidity system in place. And that's called the Comet liquidity system. Why did you guys opt to call it the Comet liquidity system? What is the story behind that?
Love that question. So we were actually kind of grappling with this. I mean, oftentimes when you build a new system that doesn't yet exist, you kind of have the freedom to come up with some interesting naming conventions. But at the same time, it's difficult because you want something that is kind of directly identifiable to what you're building, but also has some connection to the actual logic and like actual technical abilities of the system. So that's exactly what we did. Basically, we thought one, Comet liquidity system was catchy, and the name of liquidity positions just being comets was pretty cool. But that name didn't come from anywhere. It's not like that name came from nowhere. The reason we call them comets is because in real life in space, comets are objects that are constantly orbiting the sun. They're on irregular orbits, and they constantly get closer and closer to the sun until they inevitably end up burning up. So we named our liquidity positions comets because if they are unmanaged, if you don't update or maintain your position, the prices will move, users will trade, your debt will increase, and inevitably your position will move closer and closer theoretically to the sun, which in our case would be liquidation. So yeah, when you have a comet that's active, that's healthy with a health score above zero, we call that comet in orbit. And if your comet is subject to liquidation, unfortunately, your comet has fallen into the sun, although that might be a little harsh.
Great. Good answer. I like that. And also speaks obviously to the mechanic that you guys have. Just to better understand the way that obviously the liquidity provision works and the mechanic around it, Ku, can you explain to us how essentially the kind of like the, I mean, this is a one-sided, it's essentially what you're doing. I'm just trying to like articulate correctly here is that you've got essentially, it's a cross margin. It's a cross margined position that you have in trading this asset. Is that correct? So you're effectively using USDC, or is it primarily USDC as collateral in order to be able to trade these tokens, or will you allow provision for other collateral to come into the equation?
That's a very, very, very juicy question. And then it totally makes sense that, you know, it's really hard to wrap a head around this whole new system. So I guess, you know, Mark, you can definitely help me on this too. But to put it most simply, USDC is the source of collateral for Clone at the moment, right? We don't have any other source of collaterals to really back our assets, aside from the fact that we have hybrid collateral model that allows our assets to be partially backed by actual bridged assets to really make the system more efficient for the price paying purposes. But for that hybrid collateral model, we can talk about that a bit later. But yeah, USDC is really the only source of collateral. Users come in to our markets app to trade the cloned assets, you know, just using USDC. We may have other collaterals in the future, right? But that would require us to update our, you know, contracts. There will be more engineering work that goes in, but that is definitely something that we can explore down the road. What else was asked? Did I miss anything?
I can jump in here and answer the other part of the question, which was basically, I think it was just to describe what comets are and at a high level how they work. And I think the best way to think about our comet liquidity positions is really just they have three unique aspects. One is, which we've already mentioned, is they're backed entirely by USDC. So if you want to provide liquidity to like a cloned Arbitrum pool, you don't need cloned Arbitrum. You only need USDC to get started, and you can immediately start adding liquidity into the pool, which is obviously relatively convenient and flexible, and you'll find that out as I continue. But a second attribute of common liquidity positions is that they support leverage. So if you've ever used a concentrated liquidity market maker, which is very, very common within Solana and obviously other ecosystems as well, it's a little bit similar. Although we can't give you a price range on Clone because of the cross margin nature of our liquidity positions. But essentially what you can do is you can use USDC to provide liquidity to the cloned Arbitrum pool with leverage. So that might mean $100 of collateral might be able to allow you to support $200 of liquidity, again, depending on your risk tolerance. And then the third, and I would say most interesting aspect of our liquidity position or of our liquidity positions is that they are actually cross-margined, which means that you can provide liquidity on Clone using USDC to every single one of Clone's cloned asset markets simultaneously in one position and with leverage as well. So what a con might look like would be, again, like $100 of collateral, but it could be backing $100 of liquidity in the cloned Arbitrum pool, $100 of liquidity in the cloned Optimism pool, and $100 of liquidity in the cloned Dogecoin pool. Again, it's a super flexible system where you can use your USDC to back liquidity across all of the cloned asset pools simultaneously with leverage. Now, how exactly we support that and why our asset price pegs can be maintained, how we ensure that your positions remain healthy, and how our liquidation system works. Those are more complex topics that maybe it's better to dive into our docs for. But at a high level, those are some of the unique aspects of our liquidity system.
Great answer from another both thing. Sides.
Sorry. Let me just add a
point. Yeah, go for it. Yeah,
Mark,
yeah.
Another unique aspect is that regardless of, I guess, as long as the collateral is backed, the comets naturally try to stay alive as best as it can. So basically this allows our comets to be backed, for upward movements and then the downward movements to stay alive so that LPs can stay profitable for longest time possible. And I guess where comets are differentiated from CLMMs, where we have a set price range and, when the price of the token goes outside of that range, the position becomes inactive. Comets doesn't have that inactive state naturally. It just tries to stay alive as long as it can. Unfortunately, of course, if any user pulls too much leverage and if there's too much debt, that the comet will fall into the sun and there will be the liquidation process. But that's another unique thing about comets, that it just tries to stay active. It tries to tries to allow the comet managers to stay alive as long as possible.
Okay. That's really interesting, and it's going to be really cool to see how this plays out once live and people are using it in large numbers. I know that you spoke about kind of like your public test net. Can you give us kind of like, I suppose, a kind of like a bit of a blast from the past in terms of how you guys have gone about your beta, in terms of how you've engaged with your community? I know that we've had, from the Blockmate side of things, you guys have been very kind to give us access to that and the rest of it. And I just wanted to, obviously just get an insight into that journey from when you started to obviously the beta and now obviously the public. Give us some context and share some experiences. We'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, so in terms of the path between, this year has been very exciting. 2024 for us has been, I guess, the year of milestones. So at the beginning of the year, we were kind of in a pre-mainnet state. We've been active on deadnet for a very, very long time, but going into 2024, we deployed our contracts to mainnet. And spent most of January kind of doing internal testing and utilizing the mainnet product with low amounts of capital kind of on our own. And then once we got to February, you're talking about this is kind of where when we gave the Blockmates community some early access. We had our private mainnet. So in private mainnet, we had season zero of our points program, where users could basically get a head start, like whitelisted users could get a head start on points from the rest of the field and kind of be the first ones to try out the product we built. In that private mainnet, you were able to create and manage comments, you're able to trade. We had two cloned asset listings, cloned Optimism and cloned Arbitrum. And that period lasted the entirety of February until March 1st when we launched our public mainnet. So at the time of recording this, we've been launched on public mainnet for a month. And since then, we've listed two new cloned assets, cloned Sui and cloned Dogecoin. We've also created a multitude of partnerships, updates to the front ends that allow that basically adhere to some of the feedback we've received from users, both in the private and public state. And yeah, we've basically just been kind of trying to slowly scale our exchange to new cloned assets, gain user feedback, improve the experience, and in the coming months, we have a lot of big plans around the corner, but we'll get more into that. Ku, anything to add on what that journey's been like?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just one of my favorite part was just being able to launch all these new assets into this, you know, Solana network. All four assets that we launched, the Optimism, Arbitrum, Doge, that's most recent, and also Sui, you know, they weren't available on Solana before, right? And for the first time ever, we have these tokens live within Solana that has utility. You can borrow and lend against it on Solan, right? You're able to hold it, right? You don't have to go to SEX to trade these things. You don't have to bridge over your assets to another chain to get access to these assets. You just have them available on Solana. You can sell them whenever, you can buy them whenever. So I think that was just one of my favorite part.
Great. Important question to ask from my side anyways is that, you know, obviously we've seen this insane, you know, meme coin narrative that's essentially, in my opinion, has put Solana on the map, you know, since obviously the giant crash that we had. And we could easily argue that memes have kind of defined the trajectory for Solana. You know, liquidity has surpassed, or volumes have surpassed Ethereum. And we all know that that's obviously meme related. And like you said at the start of our chat, Mark, you know, it's cheap, it's fast, it's really, it's a pleasure doing business on Solana. There's no question about that. However, there is this stigma, in inverted commas, that is kind of attributed to Solana. How does essentially a protocol that, you know, in inverted commas, a legitimate protocol like Clone come in and define itself, you know, in the soup that is meme coins at the moment? Do you guys see that as a challenge? Do you see it as an advantage? I'd love to get your thoughts around that.
I mean, I think this is one of the most insightful and interesting questions you've asked so far. And I'm excited to say that I believe is a big advantage for us. And I'll get into why. I mean, I think everyone in this space can appreciate a meme coin, especially the ones with powerful communities that actually kind of work to make the ecosystem that they are built on better. And I think a lot of those communities are really powerful catalysts to the success of blockchains like Solana. And we've, in Solana especially, we've seen this. So I'm very grateful to those communities and their ability to help bolster the blockchain. But also at the end of the day, we recognize, and you just brought this up, Solana is an incredibly powerful blockchain, especially for decentralized finance. And although Solana maxis who love trading Solana NFTs, Solana meme coins. They have their finger on the pulse when it comes to Solana memes. And even those Solana users who have a finger, their finger on the pulse for new Solana projects and are also excited about those token launches, like maybe for those users, the Solana ecosystem is everything it needs to be right now. But I see a bigger future for Solana. I see a future where Solana is the most powerful and the best, again, just because of its speed, transaction speed and efficiency and low costs. I see Solana being the best option for decentralized trading. And if you're going to be the blockchain where it's the basically the most efficient and capital efficient option to trade on, I think it's pretty obvious that it would be nice to have as many tokens as possible available on a chain like that. So that's the problem that Clone sees. We see Solana. We love Solana for what it is, and we think the community is amazing, and we love to see all these successful meme coin communities popping up. But at the end of the day, we want to help Solana reach its full potential, and we think the best way to do that is by bringing new tokens with liquidity, with utility to the ecosystem. And we believe we found the best way to do that through cloned assets. So I think that bridging the gap between where Solana is now and where it has the power to be in the future, I think Clone is actually one of the most crucial projects to help Solana realize that potential. And that's always been our vision at the end of the day too. So Q, anything to add to that?
Yeah. I guess if we zoom out a little bit, if we look at this whole meme, the rise of meme coin and Solana as a network as a whole, I think it's just a fantastic opportunity for Solana to gain more users, right? So people from a lot of different chains are now going into Solana. Now they have a reason to explore Solana, to come in, move their, you know, like, you know, stable coins over using those, you know, amazing bridge protocols like D-Bridge, you know, Wormhole. They come in with the USDC, they explore Solana with these, for these meme coin, and then after the meme coin craze is over, or when there's a silence, I don't think it's likely that those assets are going to leave Solana. It's just I think once you've used Solana, once you've tried, you know, Phantom Wallet, Soulflare Wallet, all these amazing, and all these communities within Solana too, I think it's very sticky ecosystem, and you want to stay around, and naturally people are going to explore. You might also miss trading all these assets that you were familiar with. And then now there's Clone, right? Previously there weren't, you know, Solana was just Solana assets only, but now we have Clone to, you know, introduce these people to all these tokens that also exist in another chain. So they don't have to leave Solana anymore. So I think it's really just a blessing for Solana ecosystem as a whole, and also really Clone as well. So more meme coins, the better for both Solana and us. So, you know, keep it coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like both the perspectives. I think it's healthy to be open-minded about it. I think it definitely does come down to, you know, this mentality that you know, memes and kind of like that aspect of kind of like this, I don't know, this gamble culture. You know, I've kind of joked about it and said that, you know, maybe meme coins are just another iteration of governance tokens. You know, it's kind of like, well, no, we're just being honest about it, and maybe not, I don't know. But I think it's important that ecosystems, other protocols that don't do memes, kind of welcome the whole narrative in, because, you know, the flywheel effect, if that's what it is huge. You know, it's like you've got all this capital flowing around, and I think there are going to be more serious, you know, like serious bets that people want to make, and obviously Clone is definitely one of them. And also what I like about Clone from my perspective is that it affords me the opportunity to bet on assets that, you know, are not native to Solana, that might be native on an EVM, and I don't have to go to the EVM. I'm curious as to like what the prospects are for Clone in the future. Is it something that you guys have discussed in terms of having a presence on other ecosystems, like on EVM, on ETH, ARB, or whatever the case might be? Or is this something that you guys are solely going to focus on Solana for the immediate, medium, and even the long-term future?
Mark, that'd be yours.
Yeah. So I think that the short answer is we have ambitions to scale to other ecosystems in the long run. I think right now, given we're young and we bet on Solana, we believe in Solana, we think our product has a lot of utility, especially on Solana. Our priority right now is 100% scaling the CloneDex within the Solana ecosystem and making it as great as possible. But we do have ambitions to scale to other chains. One example, actually, I don't know if you're familiar with Eclipse or if everyone listening is familiar with Eclipse, but essentially Eclipse is a layer two, Ethereum layer two, built on top of the SVM, the Solana virtual machine, which basically means that we can very, very easily port our smart contracts over and deploy on Eclipse. We actually already have on their testnet. And Eclipse is, it's pre-mainnet. And when it launches on mainnet as a brand new blockchain, it won't have liquidity for really any assets. So what Clone has the power to do for Eclipse is to bring the first liquidity layer for even popular tokens like Bitcoin, like Solana. So we see a lot of potential in deploying on Eclipse once they reach mainnet. But Eclipse, because it's a young block, because it's pre-launch and SVM compatible, it's a very easy kind of low-hanging fruit option for us to scale to next. But that doesn't mean that we don't have the ambitions to scale to other blockchain ecosystems as well, and basically create a multi-chain future where you are literally able to trade any token on any chain natively. And although the future, again, I believe is multi-chain, the user experience doesn't have to be as difficult as it is now multi-chain, where all users need to be familiar with bridging. They all need to have multiple walls across multiple different ecosystems. In the future, I hope that although there will be multiple chains, users can pick their own favorite and basically have the entire crypto experience kind of laid out in front of them within their favorite ecosystem. And I think cloned assets make that possible.
Exactly.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they're just more and more layer two nowadays, right? We see all these funding rounds. There's new layer two every day. And I think every, you know, more layer twos there are, more opportunities there are going to be for clone. Exactly. For our value proposition for the Eclipse ecosystem, right? Any new ecosystem is going to lack liquidity, lack utility, lack the fun that's available within the ecosystem, aside from maybe meme coins that can pop up, maybe NFT projects, some unique communities. But you know, clone could have an opportunity within those new ecosystems. So you know, if you're a layer two project looking to add more, you know, utility within your ecosystem, let us know, right? We want to hear about your layer two, and maybe there is something that we can work out.
Yeah, I think that's where the real cool aspect of what it is that you guys are building is, that you can bring that stuff to one place, and provided the liquidity is secured and you obviously make that process seamless from a liquidity perspective, from a user experience, from a UI UX side of things, then I think success is kind of predetermined for you guys. You know, that's the way that I see it. So, yeah, best of luck from that side of things. I'm sure you guys are going to pull it off though. I wanted to just kind of like step away and look at, you know, your roadmap at the moment. You're obviously on, still in your testing phase. What does the roadmap look like for you guys? And I promise you, I won't make you commit to any dates, even though I'm dying to say, you know, when launch and the rest of it, but let's rather not do that. Let's rather look at like what the plan is going forward and, you know, how people can get involved and where they can get involved and, you know, where the opportunities lie for, you know, people who are curious about what you guys are doing.
I love that question. I'd love to give some information to your community, some alpha. So let me do my best to give as much information as I possibly am able to do. So as I've mentioned, we've been launched as of this recording on public mainnet for a month. And in that month, we've learned a lot about what our community wants, how we can execute on what our community wants to see. And a big part of that has been our points program. Now, I think I think that the points program that we've done has allowed our users to basically learn more about Clone, because if without any kind of incentives for users to kind of test things out and really learn about our liquidity system, it is a little bit, there's a learning curve there, right? So basically we have a Zeely campaign. We have a, unique to our points program, we have a social points section that stems directly from our Zeely points. And within our Zeely campaign, we have basically like a, we call it, Are You Smarter Than a Cloner? And it basically helps to quiz our users on our docs, understand how to manage and how comment liquidity systems work, how you can manage your comment position. So going through our Zeely, racking up some initial points and learning about our ecosystem through our articles and our docs has been a really kind of useful onboarding feature for Clone. I think it's a really great place for new users to get started, which is why I brought that up. It's also possible to earn points through trading. So if you're interested in buying Optimism, Arbitrum, Dogecoin, Sui, and most likely at least one more asset by the time that this podcast drops, then you can earn points doing so, as well as if you want to try out kind of a cutting edge liquidity system designed to bring new non-name tokens to the Solana ecosystem, that you can earn points doing that as well. Here's a little bit of alpha. We will be launching an additional kind of component to the points program very soon, and it will be launched by the time that this goes public. We are adding referral points to our points program. This has been heavily demanded by our community. So now users are able to refer their friends to use our platform and earn kind of a percentage of the points that they rack up for themselves. So I think that this will be a really great way to allow both our community who are helping us kind of expand and grow to benefit, as well as for more to just to teach more people about Clone and get more people involved in kind of the grand vision that we've been kind of discussing over the last couple of days. We also have recently, and you guys actually wrote an article on this, there's an interesting trading strategy that we see a lot of potential in the short term for users when it comes to trading cloned assets. We call it funding rate farming, and without going into too much detail, because you can always just pull up the Blockmates article and read about that at your own leisure. But how it works is you can basically buy, let's say, cloned Arbitrum on Clone. You can short Arbitrum on a perfect exchange like Drift, and you can earn the funding rate that the shorts are being paid on Drift, depending on the timing. It might be different, so make sure to check. But it's a great way to kind of farm for funding rate, earn profit in a delta neutral position, and also earn points. And we are developing currently, and this probably won't be launched by the time this is announced, so this is truly alpha, but we will be giving extra trading points to users who are doing our funding rate farming strategy. We're writing a script that can basically tell whether or not you're doing this strategy and give you extra points if you are. So I think that by doing this, we aren't just saying, hey, trade our clone tokens back and forth and farm points. Like, we want you guys to actually use clone tokens to earn and execute kind of innovative strategies. So I'm really, really looking forward to that promotion. And hopefully that comes out around when this podcast comes out. So yeah, stay tuned for that.
Cool. That sounds awesome. It sounds like there's a lot of involvement, participation, and obviously the rewards are there. I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, I think you guys have pretty much thought of everything. I wanted to bring you guys back on at some point in time, post launch and all the rest of it. Any idea roughly when you guys would like to kind of do a launch? Are we looking at like Q3? Are we looking end of Q2? What is the kind of like the desire at the moment, or is it just one step at a time?
You're talking about token launch, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I cannot give a date for our token launch just yet. But what I can say is the market, I think it's obvious that the market is really, really great right now. There's a lot. It's a bull market. People are really excited. Like you said, it's not just meme coins. Like, there aren't too many, but there's a lot of new projects that are kind of launching on Solana, and even the ones who are existing kind of are launching tokens as well. And there's a lot of anticipation and excitement about kind of Solana token launches coming in the next few months. And although, again, I can't give any dates, I can say that we are working very, very hard to reach our token launch within this kind of bull cycle, and yeah, take advantage of all of the kind of excitement and anticipation within the Solana ecosystem, and hopefully funnel some of that excitement and anticipation not just into obviously our token, but also into our cloned asset listings to help us kind of speed up the scaling of our exchange and bring even more tokens even faster to the Solana ecosystem. So there are plans, but you are going to have to wait for specific dates, unfortunately.
That's all good. Look forward to it anyways. And yeah, you're right. The market is great. And I know that you did speak about the fact that you guys also like working on partnerships at the moment. Haven't quite wrapped them up yet, but it sounds like you guys are far down the road around those discussions. I believe prominent and well-known protocols within the Solana ecosystem that you guys are chatting with. So yeah, good luck with that. Obviously, it just kind of adds to a little bit of the intrigue that you guys have got going at the moment. I'm not sure whether this is deliberate and kind of like planned this way, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and save it for next time. So good luck with those discussions, and then also good luck with obviously your testing and the point system that you guys have got. And yeah, we'll leave a list of all the links obviously below this video. So for anyone who is listening, you can obviously find Clone in the links below, but obviously they're on Twitter. They've got a Discord. Yeah, the community there is super active. And yeah, it's been really cool to see, you know, this community grow over, you know, since the bear. I think you guys have done a great job in terms of like getting a solid foundation within the community. And it seems like the guys are frothing at the moment and really like enjoying what it is that you guys have put out. So well done on that front. And I think more importantly, well done for surviving the bear market. It's easy to forget. But yeah, well done. You guys did well. Yeah, and thanks very much for joining us today. It's been really cool to kind of see and hear what you guys have been up to. And yeah, it's been a while since kind of like caught up with you. And yeah, well done. It's great.
Thanks, Jedi. And I also wanted, before we sign off, talk a little bit more about our community. Because I think really we've talked a lot about the technical aspects of our exchange, our value proposition, our roadmap. But at the end of the day, none of this is possible without a strong community behind us. And our community of cloners has been incredibly supportive, whether that be through feedback, providing liquidity, trading, basically just helping us make Clone better every single day. And I want to just thank anyone out there who is a cloner, who thinking about joining the community and helping us kind of execute on our grand vision. It really means a lot to us. And again, a big part, I know you mentioned partnerships and there is a lot I can't discuss, but we have recently announced a big partnership with Pith. We have a Pith points promo. If you're staking Pith, you can earn a points multiplier on Clone. And the Pythians have absolutely aped into our community and have been an incredible addition and have given a ton of strength to kind of our young community at this point. And we are looking to kind of expand and work with more Solana communities at the end of the day. So so yeah, just check it out. And thank you guys. Thank you to all of our existing cloners. It means everything.
For sure.
Cool. Thanks, gents. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on, and thanks for taking the time out. I know that you guys are ridiculously busy, and yeah, much appreciated. And yeah, to everyone who's listening, please like and subscribe. Yeah, we can't do We can't do all of this without that. So, yeah, give us some love. And, yeah, gents, we'll get you back on. Look forward to when there is a formal announcement for launch and the rest of it. And we'll definitely be there. And, yeah, all the best.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Jedi.
Take it easy, everyone. All the best.